This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics, starting out with Chris Temple. We may go on with Chris. It's hard to say at this point in time. The guy is so bright that I can't just say, hey, Chris, you've only got one segment. So we'll talk about something else possibly. But having said that, to start out with, you know, Chris sent me an email that really made a lot of sense. He sent it back on February 4th, and he said, Al, lots of things to say about things like the 70% income tax proposal, and now a proposed bill to limit corporations on stock buybacks until they raise wages, take care of workers, etc. After telling us for so long, you can't legislate. Now the left wants to do so. Chris, you make a great point. Let's talk about that.
Well, you can't legislate morality. And look, I want people as their homework assignment for this weekend, Al, to go to my website, nationalinvestor.com. Click on the commentary section, and you'll find a story that I wrote. It's a little bit dated, but it's just as relevant today. The title is Real American Heroes, and it's of one of the heroes of my life, though he was dead before I ever was born, a man named George F. Johnson, who was the founder of the Endicott Johnson Shoe Corporation in upstate New York, where I'm from. And that was the epitome of how a corporation treats its workers. In the Depression, he laid off nobody. Everybody got their hours cut modestly. Everybody pulled together. His laborers signed a loyalty oath, in fact, that they would not allow communist agitators, which you had in those days, to come in and unionize Endicott Johnson workers. They didn't need it. They already had a square deal from their boss before Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama were a gleam in their father's eyes. George F. Johnson gave all of his employees and their families cradle-to-grave health care. They didn't lobby for it. They didn't have to go on strike for it. He gave it to them because he followed the biblical principle that when you have employees, you treat them as if they were your family because, by extension, they are. Now, we have had people for years tell us that you can't legislate morality. They have de-Christianized the United States of America, and they wonder why, when by default we now have a money standard, and money is the God, the almighty dollar, sure, and not God himself, they wonder why you have the stratification of wealth. They wonder why trickle-down economics doesn't work. And what the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Bernie Sanders of the world need to go back to the drawing board on, Al, among other things, is to question, should we have eradicated Christian values and a more homogenous, cohesive culture from our country? Because when we got rid of that, guess what? We got rid of any social construct that was there that would lead to the kind of thing they're talking about now having to do by coercion and by legislation because people don't know that they can or should do this themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, it's Jay Taylor and I had numerous conversations on this subject over 10 years ago. Having said that, the decline of moral values in the United States, Chris, are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm looking forward to, Chris and I, by the way, are going to be doing a special edition. We're going to be watching, obviously, the State of the Union address, and then we are going to immediately put it up, put our comments up afterwards, our opinions. But you can't tell me that the United States is on a positive moral course right now. I just simply cannot believe what's going on. And, you know, you look at somebody like Mr. Endicott, that, in my opinion, is what capitalism should be all about. And not just the stuff that's going on right now. I really, because of what's going on right now, I have to tell you, as one of my kids said on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, I fear for our country, and I really do. I want to talk about the other subject you were talking about, though, Chris, and that has to do with limiting stock buybacks until a company raises wages, takes care of workers, etc. Takes care of workers is a pretty open-ended nebulous concept. What do you think?
Nebulous is an understatement. It's
exactly,
and it shows that the people who are proposing this, they're playing just to crass, ignorant class warfare. They have no idea why they're proposing this, except that they think it's going to get them votes from the people who are just angry that somebody has more than they do. At no point in the proposals, whether it's from Senator Sanders or Chuck Schumer is on board or Elizabeth Warren or any of these other people, they don't even, in my opinion, morally, to a fair extent, they're taking the right position. Legally, constitutionally, economically, they have utterly no idea what they're talking about.
I agree.
Now, Bernie Sanders, and I've said this in the past, I met him years ago when he was still in the House, good guy. He's a sincere guy in what he says. He sincerely believes in the things that come out of his mouth. Unlike Chuck Schumer, unlike some of the Democrat Party leadership, I believe Bernie Sanders does. But here's a guy who, for all the different proposals he's making, that now Elizabeth Warren is mimicking them, or this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is mimicking them, tell me about social credit. Tell me how you're going to pay for this stuff. Because there is a way that they can get what they want, but they have to be able to say these things and propose these things based on two foundational principles that they run away from. Number one is you have to have a Christian social consciousness and culture. They've said we can't have that. We're going to be a secular country now. Okay, well then don't complain when people won't voluntarily, you know, share the wealth, so to speak. The other thing is, when have any of these people ever come out and
Chris,
said,
I want to stop you just for a second. You made a point that I think is worth discussing, and we have a little bit of free time here. We've got about a 2 minute, maybe 3 minute or so, window here before we have to wrap this segment up, and that is I think the problem with the progressives is it is all about secularism. I really do. And moral values simply don't fit into that picture. And, you know, and I think that Bernie Sanders probably, I agree with you, I think his heart's probably in the right place, but I think he's just, you have to have Judeo-Christian moral values, in my opinion.
Well, I think you do need that, but you also need to have an understanding of economics and money. And for as long as we have a privately owned fractional reserve banking system run by the Fed in the way that it operates, it by its very nature is the antithesis of the kind of money system that would foster Christian economics, that would foster everybody in society sharing the wealth. By its nature, the money system that we have leads to the kind of stratification of wealth and the haves and the have-nots that we have today. That is part of the animal.
Yep.
And until these people attack that and say, we need to abolish the Fed, we need a system of social credit, we cannot have man is the servant of money. We need to come up with a money system that serves man. Until they do that, all this pie-in-the-sky Marxist claptrap is worthless.
Well, it is worthless, Chris. There's no question about that. I really have to, we bring up an interesting subject, and I'm happy to go into this another segment on this one, but we don't have to also. You look at the real agitators today. Alexandria has invited a real active feminist agitator to be her guest at the speech tonight. It'll be interesting to see if that woman does anything in the State of the Union, I should say. What I have to ask you, Chris, and we got to take a real quick break here. Let's just come back for about 8 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. One more interesting question. Mr. T and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, the old time clock caught me unawares. You know, what I want to talk about, Chris, is we've talked about morals at your suggestion, and I agree with you what you're saying 100%, but I want to talk about what's behind the morals, and that's called motive. Now, you look at some of the real interesting things that are going on in our country right now, the change in the abortion law that was approved by the governor of New York. I mean, that is not even close to being an action of any moral value whatsoever. It's closer to being criminal. It's closer to being murder, in my opinion. And then we have another federal representative, I believe he's a congressman, who has said children should not be protected just because they are born from death. And what he means by that is, basically speaking, and I couldn't believe this, he said, you know, if it doesn't work for the parents, whatever, even after the infant is born, the child should be able to be killed. I can't believe that. That's happening in my country, Chris.
Well, look, that's one of numerous examples. We talked about the economic aspect of this and the social construct economically, but it's one of many ways in which the U.S. has been de-Christianized. Mm-hmm. We do not have a moral grounding in this country anymore. We do not expect when people from other faiths and cultures come here that they will assimilate like my grandparents did and their parents before them, etc. Of all things, now we're supposedly going to have, and we're recording this just before, not only a Democrat response but a Spanish language response to the State of the Union. I mean, are you kidding me? This is silliness. But everything has been done to destroy the culture and social and religious fabric of this country. And this is the consequence of it. And, you know, I was talking in the last segment, Al, about how the left, for lack of a better way to put it, has, you know, they can't understand why the corporations and big business and the big banks and everything don't behave as Christians. So now instead of replacing what's going on today with Christianity, they want to replace it with Karl Marx. Well, let me turn the tables for some of my conservative Christian friends. You were the ones who were too afraid to defend Christianity as the faith of the United States of America. You don't want to be called intolerant. You don't want to be called names. And yet you complain that there's not prayer in school. You complain when people want to take So help me God out of the oath for members of Congress. Well, you yourselves wouldn't stand up for your Christian country, so don't complain and carp and bitch when you don't have any special favor for Christianity. And I speak, of course, in general terms, as the framers of this country did. So here again, it's not just the left. It's the people on the right who are double-minded. And like the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The left can't understand why you don't have Christian principles and how money is shared and how the economy runs when they don't want Christianity. And the people on the right claim they want Christianity, but they've never defended it. Yeah. When you get right down to it, and they don't have what they want either.
No, a lot of people are afraid to. By the way, the comment I made about the politician who endorsed, for lack of better terms, euthanasia, I fact-checked that, Chris, while you were talking. That was an error on my part, and look, I could not find that as being a fact. And having said that, I have to retract totally that statement. But that doesn't take away what they're talking about. What has been approved in New York, by the way, you know, virtually almost up to term. I mean, that is absolutely crazy. But you know, it flips over into the moral value of what we're talking about, the moral aspect, Chris, about what you and I are talking about right now, flips right over into dishonest money. Fiat currency, as you and I have talked about ad nauseum in all of the years that we've known each other, fiat currency is dishonest money. It's money backed by psychological aspects of human nature, and you can't do that if something is going to be utilized as a medium of exchange. It has to have an honest, measurable value to it.
Well, it needs to have that, Al, or it needs to be honest, period. I have long said that the answer to our monetary issues is not that you've got to bring back gold, for example, to back the U.S. dollar. Number one, today, it's a physical and practical impossibility. Number two, we had a gold-backed dollar for the first chunk of the Federal Reserve's life. It didn't do anybody a hell of a lot of good. You have to have, instead of that, a currency that is not run and controlled by any private entity. You need to have, and folks, look this up. You know, get your head out of your rear ends with these gold bug yahoos that are out there to telling you that gold is the cures to everything that is, besetting mankind. It's not. You need to look up social credit. You need to look up barter. You need to look up community currencies. The problem with the dollar that we have today is not that it's not backed by gold. It is that it is issued at interest by a private bank. If you had social credit, and the last guy that came close to trying to do anything of that nature was John F. Kennedy. We know where that got him. If you had legitimate social credit, you could have, not that I agree with these things and that that's still this simple of an answer, folks, don't get me wrong. Then, with social credit, the things that the Sanders and the Ocasio-Cortezes, the Elizabeth Warrens, and frankly some populists on the so-called political right, now some of these things that take care of people rather than the powerful become possible.
Yep.
But with a Federal Reserve system, it's only the powerful that is served. It's only money that is served.
I can't really disagree with that. That's why the Federal Reserve is called the creature from Jekyll Island. Big creature, yeah. A lot of bad gators down there around Jekyll Island. By the way, the one comment I want to make is that I'm on a real bandwagon right now for discussing the lack of moral values in the United States and how I feel that's permeating into the very society, into our very society, which by the nature of the subject, of course, it would. But, you know, back to the point that I made when we started this segment, Chris, and that is, what is the bottom line motive of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of this world? And there are a lot of them out there. Thank God there aren't really that many of them out there, but they're hurting the Democratic Party. There's no question about that. And that's something we're going to talk about in the coming weeks, obviously. But what is their real motive? Is it selfish? You've only got about 25 seconds to say yes or no, Chris.
Well, you know, I think with some of the politicians, they are rebelling against the system. They know it's flawed. They know it's evil. They know it benefits the wealthy. They unfortunately, number one, don't have enough historical and technical knowledge and practical knowledge to know really the root cause of the problem, number one, and number two, how to fix it. And unfortunately, their strings are pulled in some cases by people who have got a much bigger agenda to simply want to sow discord and use their ignorance to do it.
I would agree more on this subject later. Words of wisdom from Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, I have never forced myself on anyone ever. The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome and continuing in with KER Economics, economic politics actually right now. I'm chatting right now with a new guest, Ivan Penchikov. Ivan is a reporter for the Epoch Times, and you all know what I think of the Epoch Times. It's the only hard copy newspaper that I read practically on a daily basis. Whenever I get it, I have a subscription. Whenever I get it, I do read it. Why do I read it? I read it purely and simply because the Epoch Times is the only paper, in my opinion, that's old-fashioned in the sense that they talk about the truth. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but, you know, if you ever want a trial subscription or whatever to the Epoch Times, we've got about 400 of you who are pretty active on our blog. Just let me know, and I'll make sure that you get, you know, a trial copy or what have you. It is an excellent, excellent newspaper. Ivan, the first thing I'd like to ask you is, you are now with the Epoch Times. I've never met you in person, but then again, I've never met Josh or Charlotte in person, and I love them both. Having said that, give us a little bit about your background, if you would, Ivan.
Thank you for the great introduction of the newspaper, first of all. As some can probably tell by my name, I'm from Russia originally. I've been in the United States since 1999, 2000. I joined the Epoch Times back in 2010, full-time 2011. I started as a local reporter, so I covered City Hall during the tenure of Mayor Michael Bloomberg and then Mayor de Blasio, and then moved on to covering national issues. I write a lot about the White House and D.C. politics on a daily basis. And since President Trump took office, I've been writing about the various investigations that popped up starting right after the election and have been going on to this day.
Well, you know, as Trump mentioned...
I live in...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I thought I'd add. I live in New York, happily married, and that's the only place I've lived since coming to the United States. So I feel like I'm a true New Yorker and an American on top of that. I've got a citizenship, so I consider myself an American who happened to have been born in Russia.
Well, you know, my parents certainly fell into that category. They very definitely considered themselves to be Americans. My dad was in the Coast Guard during the Second World War. He was also employed in a defense industry, and I have to say, you know, the guy in my family, for what it's worth, who was really pro-American from a conservative standpoint, was my grandfather, who was at the time of the revolution, he was a high-ranking officer in the Imperial Russian Navy. And once he came over to the U.S., he said, you know what, there is no country like the United States in terms of opportunity. So I grew up with that mantra, you know, from day one, for lack of better terms. Tell me a little bit about your education. You don't just get a job as a reporter because you're, you know, a dunderhead, for lack of better terms.
Well, you'd be surprised. I think as far as the statistics go, most of the people who go into journalism actually didn't go to journalism school, or at least most of the really good ones. But myself, I did study English in New York City at City University of New York.
Yeah.
Public university, part of the public system. I focused more on literature and on teaching. I wanted to become a teacher when I went to school, but that ultimately didn't work out. So I actually did. I worked for the city government for a couple of years. Then I worked for an export trading company for a couple of years. I ran a small business with my parents in New York City, a retail business selling Russian food here.
Russian food? I'm sorry, Russian food?
That's right, Russian food. My two
favorite dishes in the world, bar none, would be pelmeni and pirozhki. And I don't mind golubtsy either. I mean, I love them. I grew up on that stuff, man.
Yeah, same here.
You know, the thing I like about you and your colleagues at the Epoch Times is you guys remind me by your actions an awful lot of myself when I was your age, which is a number of years ago. You've got a real passion for what you do. You've got a real passion for moral values and the truth. And I have to tell you, because of that, I have a real passion for the Epoch Times. Having said that, let's talk a little bit about you. The last article that you wrote, which was a couple of weeks ago, that I really focused on was some of the information that the FBI withheld from the government. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, the story itself is nothing new. Most people have been reading about Hillary Clinton's emails for a long time now, 2015, 2016, this story started. But the details of what actually happened really started coming out last year with the Inspector General's report and with the public testimony by the officials involved. And what's happened over the course of 2017, 2018 is that a lot of the testimony that was given to the House, joint House Judiciary and Government Oversight Committees, remained confidential. So we did not know about the details of what went down in those interviews, what was said. And those two committees concluded their investigation at end of 2018. The conclusions sounded mostly watered down. We didn't get to learn a whole lot from what they learned from all these interviews. But the Epoch Times received from a source the transcripts of some of these testimonies, and the issue I pursued specifically. This is a story that was first spoken about mid last year, and that is that the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, the government agency basically that initiated the whole Clinton email investigation, when they referred initially the lead to the FBI, there was an initial meeting where information was disclosed, but then they kept on going back to the FBI to give them more referrals about this case. And one of these referrals, based on what I've learned from the transcripts, was that the Inspector General has discovered that the metadata of virtually every email that Hillary Clinton sent was indicating that a copy of the email was sent to a foreign third party. Now, we knew about the referral from public testimonies last year, but we didn't know what the FBI did about it, and we didn't learn anything about it from the Department of Justice Inspector General's report, which was like several hundred pages. They came out last year. And even when the Inspector General was questioned about this last year, he didn't know what the FBI did with the referral. So what I wanted to pursue is to see what each of the witnesses said, each of the FBI witnesses said about what they did with the referral. And what I discovered is that nobody knew about it. So it was a very specific referral that the FBI received, and all the key people who should have known about it knew nothing about it. And some of the key players were totally baffled that such information existed.
Mr. Panchikov, got to take a real quick break here. I apologize for that. As you know, we will be on the air with this year in less than 24 hours. And I have to say that our stations do need to take quick commercial breaks. That's what's happening right now. I'm going to be right back, you guys, with Ivan Panchikov.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up AER Politics, I'm talking with a new friend of mine, Ivan Petchikoff. Ivan is a reporter with the Epoch Times, along with my friends Charlotte Cuthbertson, Joshua Phillip, and certainly Valentin Schmidt. Joshua was talking about something that I find to be fascinating because I read just recently, earlier this week, that Hillary Clinton will be required to testify on the subject that we're discussing. Can you finish your story real quick, Ivan?
Sure. So we left off at the key people at the FBI knowing nothing about this alarming referral that every one of Hillary Clinton's emails was going to a foreign third party. By some accounts, anonymous accounts that the Daily Caller and Fox News reported on, every email was going to a Chinese company in the Washington, D.C. area. And the president actually tweeted about that last year as well. So what I've discovered is the key people knew nothing about this referral, which appears to suggest a few storylines. And, of course, I don't have the proof to say which one is right, but one possibility may be that when this referral was passed on to the FBI and a small group, it was passed on to four people at the FBI, that one or more of them decided to internally suppress that part of the referral. And as a result, we now are hearing from all these people that they knew nothing about it. And the pattern that happened during the investigation is that the people who started on the probe, and then, you know, Peter Stroke and people above him in the chain of command were all replaced during the course of the year long, basically, investigation. So people who started it and who have received that referral, were all gradually replaced, during the investigation. And when it wrapped up, it was an entirely new team, with the exception being literally, as far as management goes, two or three people. Peter Stroke, Jonathan Moffa, and James Comey.
Yeah.
So there's some odd things going on that would suggest that this could have been repressed or ignored by a handful of people.
You know, it's funny, Ivan, but before the election, when Trump was elected, my question to listeners, not my question, but my statement to listeners, kind of the overall statement that I made on this show was we're going to see in this coming election, I don't mean 2020, but I mean the 2016, just exactly how much the American people have to say about choosing their leaders and just how strong the Clinton family really is. While the results of the November 2016 election proved that they weren't as strong as they thought they would, But you know, this thing is still dragging out and dragging out and dragging out to the point where we almost have a civil war in the, not necessarily a physical civil war quite yet, but we have almost a political civil war in the United States right now. And I would say the Clinton family is probably, you know, when the dust settles, for lack of better terms, I would think that the Clinton family is going to be implicated as being one of the most instrumental in some of the events that are going on right now, which I feel are really, really, it's one of the reasons, in my opinion, that we have a dysfunctional government right now. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
You would. Okay. Let me ask you another question. You know, you and I were chatting. We've got about 6 minutes left here or so, but you and I were chatting off mic about an issue that I think is really interesting, and that is, I told you that from the discussions that I've had with Josh and Charlotte over the past few years, really, that the Epoch Times is pretty much, and they certainly seem to be pretty much pro-Trump, and I posed that question to you, and you said, you know, it's not necessarily a question of being pro-Trump or anti-Trump. It's a question of reporting the news accurately. That's the mantra at the Epoch Times, and that's why I love you guys. Elaborate on that, if you would.
Thank you. I think what's happening in the media world right now, and especially leading up and after the 2016 election, is we're really seeing the true colors of the major media organizations coming out, because their grip on control is loosening, and just about everything you read from these major, I would say, formerly respected newspapers is tainted with bias. And you know, we're a relatively small player when we were starting out. But the origins of the newspaper always deals with reporting the news accurately. So we may stand out among the crowd of all the mainstream and establishment outlets as pro-Trump, but not because we are necessarily like doing political work, but we're just covering the news. But if you contrast it with the rest of what's going on, it may seem pro-Trump for sure. I'd venture to say that.
Well, I would have to say that the only reason I think that somebody would get the impression of it being pro-Trump is because you guys are open-minded. The mainstream media, I thought the New York Times up until about 2014 to 2015 was a really fun paper to read, and then I canceled my subscription, which was, you know, living out in the sticks like I do, it was a fairly expensive subscription. I canceled it because I realized we were getting news that really didn't make a lot of sense. It was more emotional opinion than anything else. And I feel the same way, unfortunately, about the Washington Post. I guess the reason I feel that way is because the current administration is very definitely not necessarily pro anything other than the United States. And I certainly appreciate that. I think as a country, Ivan, that we truly have to do the best that we can for ourselves. And I'm saying that not to be selfish. I'm saying it because we've helped an awful lot of people over the years. And if we weren't strong, if we didn't have a strong industrial base, a strong military base, we would not have been able to do that. Now, sure, we made a lot of mistakes during that time, but you know what? We also saved a hell of a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Having said that, you know, I see a bit of a similarity. I know a little bit. I mentioned to you off mic that I have an undergraduate degree in Russian literature, and I learned an awful lot from Mr. Tolstoy. And certainly Mr. Dostoevsky and the rest of them. And one thing I learned quite a bit about was some of the rebellions, for lack of better terms, that occurred in Russia. And if you look at the one that started just at the early part of the 20th century, around 1900, between 1900 and 1905, that culminated in the revolution in about 1917, those revolutions were really very similar, in my opinion, in their beginning as to what could eventually happen here in the United States. I really, at the risk of trying to be dramatic, Ivan, I really, really am somewhat fearful of what I would call the Socialist Democrats. I don't know how far they take it. Some of their actions so far have been, I would say, number one, rude, and number two, totally inhumanitarian. Any comments on that?
Oh, yeah, I would totally agree with that. I mean, any person who lived in Russia at that time that's still alive now would recognize the similarities. And, I mean, they call themselves the Democratic Socialists, but really they're socialists, and really, ultimately, socialism is just a preliminary stage to communism.
Yep.
And yeah, what the Democratic Socialists are doing what they've been actually doing for a long time, but what's alarming is that they're actually getting media attention, and that the young people in this country are actually aligning with their ideas, which is really terrifying, because if you look back at history, the results that socialism gets anywhere right. eventually turn to utter failure, brutality, and death.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mr. Panchikov, we got to take a break here. Not take a break. We got to wrap it up. KER, politics is over. I got to tell you, sir, you have become one of my go-to guests from the Epoch Times, and I certainly appreciate your help. Have a great weekend, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.